Love is in the air. Let's get started with episode 76.
Sir, I will live with perseverance in the spirit of Taekwondo. Courtesy for fellow students. Integrity within myself. And to become a black belt leader. Welcome to the ATA Nation Podcast.
Welcome back, instructors, students, masters, Songom parents, all of you out there in ATA Nation. We are so happy to have you back with us. Hopefully you checked out the last episode because it was amazing. Great tips from Master Havaducci. Hopefully you guys checked out the video too, to work on some of those training tips at home, because they were awesome. If you didn't check out that training video, that bonus, head over to atama.ninja/sparring tips. atama.ninja/sparring tips. It was awesome. Definitely some drills you can work on at home. Some really great content there. Now, ladies and gentlemen, Valentine's Day is coming right up, and we want to kind of celebrate what we love about ATA martial arts today, what we love about Songom Taekwondo. So I reached out on Instagram to have some people post what they love. I collected some other things, and I have 14 things that we love about Songom Taekwondo, about ATA martial arts. So some of these are from you guys, some I picked in myself, let's go through these. So we've got, in no particular order, and we did 14 because, you know, Valentine's Day, 14th, all that great stuff. Number one, our ATA life skills. This came from Mr. Brady Jacobs. He mentioned that he loves the challenges that he faces in martial arts. And I thought that really related to the ATA life skills that we talked about. It's more than just kicking and punching. It's more than a physical. It's all about improving ourselves, working hard, facing those challenges, and improving because of those. So our ATA life skills are one of the things that we absolutely love about Songom Taekwondo. And I think as we go through these, I think you're going to probably agree with me 99% of the time. There might be a couple that you don't. With those ATA life skills, I'm also going to throw in, Miss Anna Bodie mentioned that she loves changing people's lives through martial arts. And I'm going to throw that in with the ATA life skills, because I really think that is at the heart of how we change people's lives, is that those life skills that we talk about. Number two, this one comes from a couple of people. One, Mr. AJ Smith, he says he loves his students. And then I had someone else, Juliana, talk about how she loved her instructor. So I'm going to put these together. The second thing we love about Songom Taekwondo is our students and our instructors. We all are students, and we love the people who help teach us, who help guide us. And those of you who are instructors, I'm sure you can relate and say that you love your students. We wouldn't be in the job of teaching, of instructing, if it weren't for those students. So the student and the instructor, we're going to put those on as number two, things that we absolutely love about Songom Taekwondo. The next one, and man, we could go on and on about this one. This was brought to us by, again, Juliana and Jaden also, and they mentioned tournaments. One, meeting new friends at tournaments, and just how it feels like a big, giant family when we're competing. Tournaments are one of the absolute best parts about Songom Taekwondo, and this is why it's so important for you to get involved in tournaments. Even if you're not like the competitive person, attending tournaments is just going to bring a new level to your training, to your relationships in Taekwondo, to just the love that you have for Songam Taekwondo. And just ask anyone who's been around for a long time. They are so thankful, and they just love the tournament experience, whether it be just being there, whether it be competing for those red letters, whatever it is. We just love tournaments. The family atmosphere, you know, the training, the friends, it's amazing. So great one by Juliana and Jaden. Tournaments are definitely something that we absolutely love. The next one is ATA Max. I threw this one in there, and this is ATA Max is the evolution of the XMA program. And it's a new thing, but let me tell you, they've got a lot of exciting things on the horizon. The ATA Max gathering happening. And what we love about this, what I think there is to love about the ATA Max program is the creativity, the presentation skills, the athleticism that we are building as an organization through this program, I think is just something to make sure that we're celebrating. Even if it's not something that like you're super passionate about as an individual, we should just love this program as part of our ATA martial arts because of what it does for those individuals who can dive into their creativity, can work on that confidence they gain from being in front of people, putting on a show. It's just some amazing things there. So we love the ATA Max program and what it's doing. Number five is the ATA Scholarship Foundation. This isn't always broadcast as much. And actually, if you're listening to this, you've got like a week or less than a week to get your application in for the Scholarship Foundation. If you're a senior in high school or you're going to college. But the Scholarship Foundation is just giving so much money to our ATA martial artists to go to college to further their education. And it's just a great thing that we as an organization are giving back to the students, the athletes that are part of our organization and helping them continue to move forward in their education. So we love the Scholarship Foundation. Such a great thing. And if you hadn't heard, Master Tammy Harvey Lamberson is taking on a new role with the Scholarship Foundation. And man, we love that too. She's going to be awesome there. Number six, things that we love about Songam Taekwondo is combat sparring. Now, ladies and gentlemen, coming up through the ranks, combat sparring was never a thing when I was coming up through the ranks. I remember the very first ProTec camp where we got this ProTec or this this foam stick, and there weren't any rules, there weren't any animal strikes, there weren't any. We were just like, it was basically like, guys, go hit each other and let's see what works. And we actually also had a combat songjibong. I still have mine from that ProTec camp. It was a nunchuck with one side of the nunchuck a big giant foam noodle part, and we started exploring combat sparring. And it evolved from there into such a dynamic sport, such a huge part of our tournament circuit. And we're just seeing some phenomenal athletes in combat sparring. And who can complain about hitting people with a stick? I mean, it is just so much fun and something the ATA has kind of pioneered and pushed forward, not just in our organization, but across the industry. We are super thankful and we love combat sparring. Next, the number seven, we love ATA Tigers. Right. The ATA Tigers, I mean, come on. Who doesn't love to see that little kid at a tournament or in class that is just grinning ear to ear? They got their tiger headband on. They've got their Choa patch and their, you know, their belt. And they're just so excited to be, you know, being a ninja. Our ATA Tiger program and our ATA Tigers are just something that we absolutely love. It's so cool. We especially love the not just the program, but like all the stuffed animals. The meme guys out there love their tiger jammy pants. I know that they just love their pajama pants out there because they're super soft and awesome, I guess. I got a pair for my daughter. She loves them. So the ATA Tiger program, what a great thing, especially the rebrand. It's been years and years now, but to be able to have those 3 to 6 year olds training and diving into a Sangam Taekwondo is just awesome. The ATA Tiger program is amazing. Number eight. I almost missed one. Number eight, team sparring. And we've talked about this a lot on the podcast because we're huge fans of team sparring. Again, this is something that the ATA has pioneered. It is a huge event. It just keeps growing and growing. And what I love about it is that we are now building team camaraderie. We're building teamwork. We're building this team atmosphere in a sport that is an individual-based sport. So it's bringing a whole new complexity to us as athletes, to instructors, as coaches. It is just bringing a whole new energy, and I think we have a bright future. I think it's something that is so cool. We had to put team sparring on the list of the 14 things that we absolutely love about Sangam Taekwondo. Now, number nine, we're just rushing right through these, going super fast. There's just so many things. I was thinking through this list, and I was like, man, there's so many things I could add on here. So obviously there's more than these 14, but these are the 14 that between you out there on Instagram helping me come up with and thinking through myself, we had to put on this list. If you think I missed something, DM me on Instagram. Let me know. Okay? So number nine, the new Mac characters, the new Mac avatars. These guys are so cool. So Mac, the martial arts kids program, the rebrand of the Karate for Kids program. If you haven't seen the video that was just released online from ATA two days ago, you've got to check it out. It introduces all of the Mac characters. At my school, we've been talking about discipline, and we've been diving in, and my students have been meeting Chloe. She's a purple belt. You know, she struggles a little bit with not looking at her friends when they're going through the form and stuff, and making sure she uses her own discipline to work and get through the form. Her goal is to make sure she gets through all of Inwa 1 without messing up those square blocks and those turns and stuff. We've been using Chloe as kind of our focus this time in the my Mac classes, and it's super cool. The new Mac program, the avatars, I absolutely love them. I think they're so cool, and we're also using the cool charms. We'll be talking about that on the podcast. One of the things I'd love to do is just each week maybe we'll introduce you guys to a new Mac character, and you guys can kind of hear about them, see them, all that kind of cool stuff. So the new Mac program, something to absolutely love. I think it's going to have a bright future. I think our kids are going to absolutely love it out there. If you haven't checked it out, make sure you head on to ATA Martial Arts' social media and see that. And I think we shared it on our Instagram feed as well. Number 10, and this one, about 2 years of work in getting these all out, the new color belt weapons forms. The color belt weapons forms are something to absolutely love. If you haven't started diving into these, you need to. ATA's got a lot of resources, a lot of virtual seminars they've got coming up with these. You can take the classes at Nationals, and then they're going to start live as competition requirements for champion division, colored belts at world championships. But these forms are so much fun. Right now, my students are doing the Jongbong form in our advanced classes. My leadership students are learning the Gumdo form. It is so much fun to have these set specific forms for our color belts to get to really dive into this weapons a little bit better than they were doing before and really prepare them for the next level of weapons when they get to black belt. So I love the color belt weapons system that we have out there. It is fantastic. Number 11, the ATA Leadership Program. Ladies and gentlemen, this program came out years and years ago, has had some evolutions. I just love it. I think we can for sure, across ATA Nation, we can point to so many individuals who have learned and grown and their lives have been changed by working through the material in the leadership program, striving to be state champions, being involved in districts, working in their schools to learn these life skills at a leadership level. The ATA Leadership Program is one of the top programs out there to develop your kids in leadership, and they get to do the martial arts along with it. So we cannot leave off the leadership program as something we absolutely love in ATA. Number 12, going right along with the leadership program, we cannot leave out the legacy program. This program, you know, so many organizations, so many different martial arts have no great way of training their future legacy, their future generations of instructors, school owners, those kind of people. And the ATA Legacy Program is the top program in helping make sure that we have the best instructors out there. Whether you want to just help in classes and do it for fun, whether you want to work at a martial arts school, an ATA school, or whether you want to open your own school, it all starts with that legacy program and learning those quadrants and practicing it in the school. We love the legacy program and just how well it builds new instructors. I think back when I became an instructor, and it wasn't nearly the comprehensive education that the legacy program is. So we love the legacy program. Number 13, I had to group these together because we could have just like had a whole list of these. The ATA Grandmasters. We absolutely love the ATA Grandmasters, from Eternal Grandmaster H.U. Lee, who, you know, started it all. Today not possible, tomorrow possible. Now we're, you know, more than 50 years into this thing, and we are just rocking and rolling. We've got Grandmaster Soon-ho, Grandmaster In-ho. We've got, you know, all of the Grandmasters out there. Grandmaster Caruso, Grandmaster Jagger, Grandmaster MK, I mean, everybody, okay? So all these Grandmasters who have contributed to the history of Sangam Taekwondo, who've poured their blood, sweat, and tears into this organization, who've built it from the ground up, and are now helping to transition to a new generation of Grandmasters. You know, ninth degrees, as we have a bunch getting ready to test this new year. We just love these Grandmasters. It was such an honor to watch Grandmaster Soon-ho get his ATA Legend Award at World Championships this last year, because, you know, the man is a legend. And we are so thankful for him and all the Grandmasters, and we love them. They're amazing. Last, but certainly not least, number 14, and this is you. We love ATA Nation. Maddie Shepard on Instagram said family, and that's exactly what ATA Nation is, this giant family. I was asking my wife what she's thankful for in the ATA, and it's the fact that you can go anywhere to any tournament and feel like family. I guarantee I can go, you know, to the Pan Am Championships. I can go to Europe. I can go across the country and go to an event, training, tournament, whatever it is, and we feel like family. ATA Nation, we absolutely love you. You are the best around. So that covers our 14 things that we love about Sangam Taekwondo. What do you think? Did we miss one? Do you disagree with me on one? You can. That's allowed, but you don't have your own podcast, so you can't. No. DM me on Instagram. Let me know on Instagram what you think. Is there something we missed we should shout out next week? We've got, we love listener feedback. It's absolutely awesome to hear from you, ATA Nation. Don't forget, we've got a lot of great upcoming events. And we want to hear from you. DM us out on Instagram. And make sure, until next time, you're out there taking action.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the ATA Nation podcast. Be sure to subscribe and share with your ATA family.
Okay, here's three bonus things we're thankful for. Number one, an acceptable place to scream. I mean, where else do you get to just yell for fun? We get to hit people, you know? Where else is that okay? And we get to break things on purpose. You know, why are those are things we love too. So, you know, what do you think? Send me a message. Talk later.